Voice of Korea.
This is Voice of Korea.
Voice of Korea.
This is Voice of Korea.
Transmission from Pyongyang, the capital of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
When up is in a mixed chorus, Seoul General Kim Il-sung.
Thank you.
필요했습니다. 카르스 성업 제너럴 김정일.
Copy Master Publishing House of South Africa brought out in booklet on the travel with President Kim Jong-un's famous work, "Let us add eternal brilliance to Comrade Kim Jong-un's great idea and achievements of the Sundan Revolution." Revolutionary activities of respected Kim Jong-un were reported abroad on August 11th. His field guidance to a machine building factory managed by Chong Dongbiu was reported by the Iranian newspaper Iran News, the Chinese Hong Kong Phoenix Satellite Television, Xinhua Network, News Network, Reference News Network, Youth Network, China Network, and Jilin Network. The Lao News Agency reported of his field guidance to the Pyongyang Hoosier Factory, and the Iranian newspaper Iran News carried the aforesaid news and the news of his field guidance to the Chongqi Lubricant Factory. Roundtable talks took place at the Cardiff General Hospital, the Gabriel Hospital, the Waterworks Designing and Supervising Enterprise, the Aurora Dental Hospital, the Bethel Hospital, and the Metal and Machinery General Corporation in Ethiopia between the 6th and the 12th on the occasion of the 69th anniversary of Korea's liberation. Speakers at the events highly praised that the great President Kim Il-sung is a great man who not only smashed the Japanese imperialism and achieved the historic course of national liberation, but also defeated the world's would-be strongest U.S. imperialist and changed Korea into a powerful socialist nation. The new Yugoslav Communist Party of Serbia blocked an advert title, "Model Fee tweets of the great leader Kim Il-sung, who liberated Korea with arms, on its website on August 13th, on the occasion of the 69th anniversary of liberation of Korea. The article said, the anti-Japanese armed struggle of the Korean people against 1 million strong Japanese imperialist army was an unprecedentedly arduous revolutionary war, accompanied by numerous trials and difficulties, without any state rear and assistance of a regular army, and continued. Kim Il-sung led the armed struggle and the general Korean revolution to victory with its duty-based military idea and line, original strategy and tactics, and stood commanding off and accomplished the historic course of Korea's liberation. The undying revolutionary history and feats of the great leader Kim Il-sung, who liberated the country and built an independent and prosperous socialist Korea, are now being carried forward brilliantly, century after century, by respected Kim Jong-un. The artful trust. South Korean people from all walks of life are speaking highly of the immortal exploits of the great leader generalissimo Kim Il-sung, who accomplished the historic course of national liberation and gave pleasure of resurrection to the Korean nation. The participants in a seminar held at the Independence Museum History Institute of the Independence Memorial, Professor of Pusan University Han Soo-il, member of the Chasu Academic Society Kim Won-il, and the South Koreans described the President Kim Il-sung, who glorified the unprecedentedly arduous 2-year-long anti-Japanese war with great faith and brought about a new form of liberation, as a peerless patriot and anti-Japanese legendary hero. They praise that his exploits for national liberation will show and glory along with the history of the nation. Printed medals such as Soldier of the Nation, who achieved August 15th liberation by undergoing 20 years of hardship, glory and pride of the nation to hand down their achievements forever, and President Kim Il-sung, the liberator of Korea, is still remembered by our people, have been distributed to the residential areas in Seoul, Mokpo, and other places, touching the heartstrings of the people. The officials and junior propaganda officials of organizations of the Union of Agricultural Workers of Korea from across the country made a study tour of the revolutionary battle sites in the area of Mount Paektu from August 8th to the 16th on the occasion of the 54th anniversary of the great leader Kim Jong-un's start of the single-based revolutionary leadership. The marchers laid flower baskets and bouquets before the bronze statues of the great leader President Kim Il-sung at the monument, the victorious battle of Pochinbo, the Pochinbo revolutionary battle site, the Cheongbong Bivouac, the shore of the Lake Samji, and the monument, the victorious battle of the Musan area, and before the mosaic murals of the great Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il, and the anti-Japanese hero and Kim Jong-suk at the Paektusan secret camp, and paid tribute to them. After visiting the Paektusan secret camp, the sacred place of the revolution, the marchers held an oath-taking meeting before Kim Jong-un's birthplace and the Paektusan secret camp. During the study tour, they conducted various political and cultural activities, including the anti-Japanese guerrilla army style agitprop contest and question and answer contest. The general staff of the Korean People's Army issued a statement on the 17th as regards the Uji Freedom Guardian joint military exercises started by the United States and the South Korean puppets again. The statement said, "This year's Uji Freedom Guardian joint military exercises are dangerous nuclear war exercises aimed at mounting a sudden preemptive attack on the Democratic People's Republic of Korea under the deceptive guise of a tailored deterrence force. They are an adventurous act to light the fuse of lethal total war at any moment under the pretext of fictitious provocation of somebody. Moreover, the current joint military exercises are a product of a new conspiracy and nexus between the master and the stooge to indefinitely carry on the nearly 70-year-long history of the U.S. imperialist occupation of South Korea. organized in the exercises at almost all commanding posts of units of the U.S. Imperial Subversive Forces to defend the Korean front in case of contingency. Commanding organs of the regiment level and above of the three services of the South Korean Army, central and local administrative organs, and even the munitions and civilian force of South Korea. Also involving in them are large quantities of various lethal weapons, including nuclear striking means. After all, the situation of the Korean Peninsula is driven to a critical war phase again. To cope with the reckless and unexpected war movers of the war maniacs, the general staff of the Korean People's Army clarifies at home and abroad the critical stand of the revolutionary armed forces against them. Now that the U.S. imperialists and the South Korean puppets have declared a war on us, they are applying the tailored deterrence strategy to a real war. We make clear again that the most powerful advanced preemptive attack of our style will be mercilessly started at any moment we have chosen. All the current aggressive war exercises as a momentum, the attempt of perpetual occupation of South Korea by the U.S. imperialists has become clear, and it has been brought to light that the pro-U.S. sycophantic and treacherous acts of the South Korean authorities have become more undisclosed. Under the condition, we open to the public without hesitation the strong tactical offensives of our revolutionary armed forces to completely terminate all things will be taken in succession. What can no longer be overlooked is the invariable attempt of the U.S. imperialist perpetual occupation of South Korea and the wicked traitorous acts of the South Korean puppets, modern virgin private traders of 1905, who betray the country and nation. As they have more undisguisedly revealed their attempt not to give up forever, that is honest ambition for institutional overthrow and occupation and unification by absorption through regular and annual war exercises, military counteraction of our revolutionary armed forces to smash it will be more intensively conducted regularly and annually. The U.S. imperialists and the South Korean puppets have answered all peaceful initiatives and proposals representing our goodwill and magnanimity with the extremely dangerous war exercises. Their traitorous acts against reunification and peace shall be paid dearly. Only our revolutionary armed forces have the right to fatal choice of distinguishing the eternal victor from the miserable loser, the statement stressed. Russia-Korean Peninsula Modicade led by Kim Il-sung, first vice chairman of the International United Confederation of Koreans and chairman of the United Confederation of Koreans in Russia, that is participating in the Pakto Hala Modicade March for Peace and Reunification of the Korean Peninsula, passed through Pyeongchang on the 16th. Present at the Sunday's meeting were officials concerned and the members of the Trans-Russia-Korean Peninsula Modicade. Speakers at the meeting said they demonstrated the Korean national's will of reunification at home and abroad, passing through various regions of the DPLK, with the ardent desire to contribute to peace and reunification of the Korean Peninsula. They expressed the will to do everything in their power for national reconciliation and unity, and the country's reunification in the future too. And then they passed the military demarcation line. Earlier, they visited Gangnam-sung and the Korea Museum. The National Reunification Institute of the DPLK made public a memorandum under the title, South Korea is a far-going colony of the United States, on the occasion of the 69th anniversary of Korea's August 15th liberation. The memorandum said, the 70-year-long history of South Korea after the liberation was the history of this era, in which it has been partly subordinated to the United States in all fields of politics, military affairs, culture and economy, and its political sovereignty and right to existence have been ruthlessly infringed upon. The United States is not liberator, supporter and protector, but the most disgraceful aggressor and plunderer, inflicting only huge misfortunes, sufferings and damages upon the South Korean people, the memorandum noted. The I continue to appeal for the peaceful reunification of Korea issued information number 1072 on August the 16th. The information said, according to what was announced by South Korean media, last year alone, more than 45,000 islanders became handicapped or insane, and over 2,000 deserted from others, of whom 700 or more with arms, bullets, and open-handed grenades, due to different kinds of physical torture and group beating within the population. Many soldiers killed themselves almost every day, unable to stand the outrages, accounting for 70% of all deaths in the South Korean army. Extreme war maniac and confrontationist against a fellow countrymen through the Kim Kang-jin often instigated barbaric physical tortures and violence as soon as he became the Minister of National Defense in 2010, trying for establishing military discipline to train a combat-ready army that can win in the fight with the North. Colonel who made his military hirelings and soldiers confrontation maniacs against fellow countrymen and imbued them with vicious misanthropy and brutality. The human rights abuses, like the murder of Private Yoon, became commonplace in the Pop's army. Notwithstanding, the Blue House fast and punishing Kim Kang-jin, responsible for the murderous incidents in the army, defends him and makes every possible effort to quell the people's indignation. The present regime that appointed such a murderer as traitor Kim Kang-jin, chief secretary for security of the Blue House, and patronizes him walking the fold of the street, is the human rights violating regime and murderous regime. Public sentiments are the will of the heathen, and he who goes against the public sentiment cannot avoid punishment. The South Korean people of both sections must resolutely punish Kim Kang-jin, the main criminal of the outrageous and murderous atrocities within the army, in the name of the public sentiment, the information said. According to the South Korean internet newspaper Chamsaesung, People's Sitting 416 was staged in Seoul on the 20th, demanding the proof into the truth behind the failure civil disaster and the punishment of those responsible for it. The struggle was named People's Sitting 416 in the meaning that April the 16th, the day of great disaster, when hundreds of students were ruthlessly buried in the sea, should not be forgotten. Present day were 416 people of both sections, including workers, university professors, religionists, lawyers, students, high school children, breathed the fairness of the demons and disaster and opposition party personages. According to the South Korean KBS, the major committee of bereaved families of ordinary veterans of the serious civil disaster of South Korea held a press conference in front of the National Center in Seoul on the same day and demanded a special legislation for the probe into the truth behind the disaster. And that's the end of the news read by Kim Hyun-ok. This is Voice of Korea. Daily Rhythm Show and carried a commentary on Sunday under the title, Human Rights Court Waits for the Defendant, the United States. The commentary says, U.S. President Obama recently held a press conference in the White House and called for bearing due responsibility, recognizing that it was wrong to have tortured suspects right after the September 11th incident. The U.S. chief executive's belated admission of tortures on the prisoners is as good as eating crow, because they can no longer cover up their dirty colors as wicked kingpin of the human rights violations in the face of the world. Now, in prison of the U.S. naval base in Guantanamo, experiments on the bodies of prisoners are made without hesitation, which are as good as the crimes committed by the fascists in the last century. The Amnesty International had already branded the prison of the U.S. naval base in Guantanamo as a modern version concentration camp. The question is that Obama had made election pledges to get rid of all secret prisons in all parts of the world, but they still exist. No matter how talkative it may be, the United States cannot conceal its colors of human rights criminals that has built secret prisons from Mason to the Hill in other countries and is openly committing tortures and murders on the prisoners. The United States has no fears to talk about human rights of other countries. Rights violations the United States is committing in all parts of the world in disregard of international law and world provisions are immoral crimes which can never be commanded. The United States ought to be put on the dock of the World Human Rights Court. That was the commentary under the title. Human Rights Court waits for the defendant, the United States. Have it in the Daily Rodong Shinmun on Sunday. This is Voice of Korea. Appreciate of being a chorus, ecstasy of the people. Band music, footsteps. Congress, Revolutionary Armed Forces, Lawyers, and Expert Leadership, Marshal Kim Jong-un. Official music. Let us support our shifting commander with arms.
Thank you. saw your female duet, the passing messenger. and so sick.
I will only like to start following the party.
Which is not so large, has been reduced to debris due to nearly 1 month long air raid, naval bombardment, earthquake attack of Israel. On July 29th alone, Israel's indiscriminate air raid and shelling killed 100 innocent Palestinians and wounded more than 500. Most of the casualties were peaceable inhabitants. In addition, Israel destroyed towers, the lifeline of the inhabitants in the blockade of the Gaza Strip. It also blew up even the only power station in the Gaza Strip some time ago. As a result, the inhabitants of the Strip found themselves at the crossroads of life and death. Israel's killing of the far-handed civilians is a massacre which can never be justified and an immoral crime which criminally goes against the international law and humanitarian principles. Now, the world is indignant at the hair-raising atrocities of Israel.
Cuba, Iran, Zimbabwe, Venezuela, Argentina, Brazil, Uruguay, Bolivia, and many other countries strongly denounced the military attack on the inhabitants in the Gaza Strip as an unjust act and demanded the Israeli authorities put an immediate end to such a massacre. 14 ministers of the member states of the non-aligned movement held an extraordinary meeting and called upon the International Criminal Court to refer Israeli politicians to trial. Meanwhile, European countries took measures to call back their embassies to Israel as an expression of protest. But only the United States is patronized in Israel, which is acting high-handedly, challenging the world public. Instead, it is back in Israel with the active resistance. A Palestinian researcher disclosed that the United States has rolled up about $210 billion of the aid to Israel for more than 15 years since 1948. Not only that, according to a recent report of the French AFP, the United States offered euros and nations to Israel to continue military attack on the Gaza Strip. Department of Defense does not confirm the fact. A spokesman for the U.S. Department of Defense announced that the United States had supplied ammunition worth of more than $1 billion to Israel, saying it is very important for the interests of the United States that Israel maintains its strong self-defense capabilities. It is an open secret that Israel persisted in manslaughter with the U.S. latest military weapons during the military attacks on Palestinians in 2008 and 2009 too. In this way, the United States offers lethal weapons to Israel so that they can be used in military operations against Palestinians, avoiding tragic loss of lives and disasters. That is why Americans also express indignation, saying the United States should feel ashamed and they will not be checked used for aid to Israel. That was an accountable title. United States, we should call murder. This is Voice of Korea.
Dear listeners, with this we conclude the English language service of Voice of Korea from the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Voice of Korea presents its English language service for Europe between 14 and 14 hours UTC, between 15 and 16 hours UTC, between 18 and 19 hours UTC, and between 21 and 22 hours UTC on 13,760 kHz and 15,245 kHz. For North America, between 14 and 14 hours UTC, and between 15 and 16 hours UTC on 9,535 kHz and 40,710 kHz, and for Northeast Asia between 4 and 5 hours UTC and between 6 and 7 hours UTC and 7,220 kHz, 9,445 kHz and 9,740 kHz. Goodbye, this is Chung Young.